I want to tell you a little story. It comes from a pastor, from a friend of mine in South Kansas City. It's so powerful, and I wanted to share it with you. This pastor friend, as a freshman in high school, began going to church. The youth director at the church was a wonderful man. He was great with youth. He loved them. He listened to them and supported them. Very genuine Christian. About 6 months after the youth director's little brother's wedding, my pastor friend received a phone call saying that his former youth director and his brother had both died. At the visitation, my pastor friend was sitting around with groups of friends and people who cared about these two men, listening to the conversation. One person thought that the younger brother was having premarital sex with his girlfriend, and God's judgment had come upon him for his sins. Another minister said, well, God needed them in heaven. You know, that may be comforting, but I don't believe that's the way God works. The preacher at the memorial service decided, now listen, the preacher at the memorial service decided that these two men died so that someone at the service would come to Christ. So at the end of his sermon, he had an altar call, and he said this, if you don't know Christ, these two died just so that you would have an opportunity to accept Christ as your Savior. You see, God has to have a more effective way at evangelism than that. My pastor friend wrestled and wrestled with this idea, and he thought, why did God allow this to happen to these two great godly men? He finally figured out an answer. It goes like this. You see, these two men worked for a roofing company and drove a boom truck that lifts shingles up on... The younger brother was pulling the levers on the boom truck in town one day, and there were power lines. As he moved the boom up, he didn't see the electrical line. The boom hit the electrical line, and electricity went through the boom, hit him, and killed him instantly, throwing him from the truck. His footprints, matter of fact, were embedded in that truck. His brother, the former youth director, went to administer CPR to his brother, and he saw three men stuck to the side of the truck. He grabbed a 2x4 and pried them free of the truck, but electricity went through the 2x4 from the truck to his body, and he was killed instantly. The answer that my friend came up with was this. When you take a metal boom and touch an electric line, there's enough electricity to kill someone. When you see three people somehow frozen from the proximity of the electricity and you take a green 2x4 to pry them loose from the truck, the electricity will go through the truck, through the sap in the 2x4, and enter your grounded body, and it will kill you. That's what he figured out. That's what he figured out. That's simply the way things are. You see, life is full of risks. Life is full of dangers. And the decisions we make put our lives at risk as well. You see, many times we as humans want this miraculous answer to things. But when you sit and think about it and look at it, it's just the way it is. It's just the way it is.